Tēnā koutou, nau mai, haere mai. Hello everyone, welcome to the Walk in the Shadowlands podcast. So, I was planning on having edited and stitched together at least the first three episodes of our next season by this stage of our season's break, all ready to create a promo to share with you all of upcoming episodes in the next season. Unfortunately, this time I don't. And here's the reason. A week ago, I posted this on my social media platforms.
Hi everyone, this is me at the moment. I apologise that I'm in my jammies. I had a bit of a boo-boo last night and I've broken my arm near my elbow, so I'm feeling a bit sad and sorry for myself. And I apologise for the TV in the background, but I can't find my remote and I can't get up to change it at the moment. I'm sort of cast like an old cow, but there you go. I'll keep you all updated and I'll try and get back as soon as I can. Thanks.
Followed by this.
Kia ora, hi everyone. So I just saw my x-ray report from my doctor and apparently I've broken my arm in two places. Well, hey, if you're going to do a job, do a good job, right? So I've broken my ulna at my wrist and at my elbow head. No wonder it's a little bit painful, but it's going to slow me down a little bit for doing my podcast work, which is a bit of a shame, but I'll do the best I can and we'll just keep chugging on. Thanks, everyone.
And 2 days ago, this.
Kia ora. Hi, everybody. Well, sorry for the shaky camera. Here's my latest update on my arm. Just came back from the hospital. I don't know if you can see it. Got a cast almost up to my elbow. So that's my permanent cast, but they also tell me now that I've torn my rotator cuff on that side as well. So I've got a broken arm in two places and a torn rotator cuff. No wonder I'm feeling a bit sore, but I'm still here, still kicking, still thriving, and hopefully I'll be able to get some more work done on next season's podcast episodes. See you then.
Stupid accident. I simply tripped over and fell. As a result, here I am struggling a wee bit to even get this first episode of the next season transcribed and edited. It took me 3 days to get the first 11 minutes of that interview called The Belly of the Beast done. It's a great episode. So I'm struggling a little bit being a one-person team to get our podcast out to you all, and that's the reason for this explanation. I still have a little less than 2 weeks before the next season is supposed to start, and if I'm being completely honest, including to myself, I don't think I'll be able to have the new episodes done in time. I've only just got the temporary cast off and now have a cast almost up to my armpit. So all typing is one-fingered and very slow. Heck, I struggle to even get myself dressed at the moment. And whilst I really like to challenge myself, I also know when I have to say that I'm going to need a little more time. And unfortunately, this is one of those times, and I hate to let you all down. But I've got to be realistic. I thought and thought, not much else I can do at the moment, to be honest, about what I can do for you all, whilst I allow myself time to do my editing. I'm still interviewing guests and being interviewed on shows, so that hasn't stopped, although it's a bit of a mission putting my headphones on. I'm just struggling to edit. I have 4 interviews that I've already done with different folks for different episodes currently waiting on me to get to them. So I've decided what I will do is I'll replay what I consider to be my favourite episodes from our 6 past seasons, perhaps my top 4, that have, for whatever reason, really touched me, stretched me, or inspired me. If you're new to our podcast, then you may perhaps not have heard them yet. Keep an ear out on all the regular social media platforms for hints on what these episodes are, and I'll play these weekly instead of the show's regular two-weekly time period. That will give me hopefully enough time that I can heal and still give you interesting episodes to listen to. You can find Walking the Shadowlands on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Shadowlands10, on LinkedIn, on YouTube and on TikTok. My kids think it's hilarious that I'm on TikTok, but honestly, I have to say TikTok is my favorite social media platform. So, like and follow on any or all of these social media, and as always, I'll see you there.